Well, good morning. I'm Pat Feldball. This is WBFO's Press Pass, and with me is my regular guest, Tim Clark, the regional film commissioner for the Buffalo Niagara Film Office. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. Great to be here, as always.
Nice to have you.
Yeah.
I had a question regarding whether or not the film business was seasonally dependent. Are there any effects when summer ends and fall starts?
Yeah, there is. And it's funny because fall is in the air, and so are fall movies. And so, in fact, we're scouting now. We've actually booked these movies. They know they're going to shoot here in October. So two different independent filmmakers are traveling to Western New York to shoot a movie because they need the changing sort of season. You know, it's sort of that crispness of fall and those cold days where you might see a little wisp of vapor coming from somebody's mouth, but you'll also start to see at least some of the leaves changing, and of course that cinematically looks really, really good on film.
Sure. We don't have an exclusive on that, though.
We don't, but what we do have is a great incentive and a great area. As we know, and we've talked about now for, you know, all of our segments that we've done, that Western New York has really got a lot of big stuff here. You know, it's got a lot of big, iconic things, and we all know it, like the train station, Niagara Falls, you know, the beauty of Chautauqua, the Chautauqua Institute, and, you know, places like that. And then, you know, you sort of realize that not everybody has that sort of plethora of locations.
Well, you were telling me also about some visitors to Western New York this week.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Gigi Simone, the New York State Film Commissioner, was in town to hold a roundtable with some business leaders. And primarily, it was a discussion about film and the effects of film on our local economy. And what what these business leaders sort of figured out was that, you know, the Turtles experience that we had earlier this year is the shooting of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action sequence really left a really good impact economically on our local economy here. But also, she brought along Peter Drevis and Jerry Steffes, also from the governor's office for motion picture and television development, and they did actual case studies, and they sort of showed smaller films and the impact that they have, as well as the big ones, and it is significant. So we've been very fortunate because we've seen a real big uptick, and the state has been very helpful and have been very good partners with us in promoting, you know, the upstate, particularly Buffalo region, for filmmaking. So it's all good, really. When Gigi Simone was up here, the film commissioner of the state, we had an opportunity to kind of show her some things. Every time she sort of comes out to the Western region here, we like to sort of show her and her team what we have as far as locations, so that when they're talking to the studios or when they're talking to independent producers in New York City, you know, they have actual firsthand sightings of our locations, which, you know, you can hear about things that we have here. But if you really see it, you know, and experience it and sort of breathe it in, it's easier to remember and to describe to these people. So, again, it's an imprint, I think, that we leave on the state people that hopefully they'll, you know, be able to talk about that to others as they come through the door in New York City.
Well, Tim, I think we're out of time for this week, but thanks again for coming in.
Well, it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here, Pat. It's always fun to be on your show.
Enjoy the great Western New York autumn.
Oh, it's going to be fine. It's going to be a great season for movie making.
All right. I'm Pat Feldball. This has been WBFO's Press Pass. My guest has been Tim Clark.